Shabbat Shalom. As we begin the secular new year, we may find ourselves asking, who should I be? When we review last year's answer to that question, we may find that had we set goals that we had actually reached, we would be beginning this year quite differently. By now, we would be super fit, uber health nuts, who get at least 8 hours of sleep each and every night, who have published award-winning books, who are superstars at work, and who still have all the time in the world to nurture our close relationships and cultivate many new friendships. Clearly, we could not have achieved all of this. So maybe, as the secular new year is upon us once again, instead of asking, who should I be in this coming year, we could ask, how can I better be with myself? The self I am now. Not the one I want to be, but who I am in each moment. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev saw a man racing across the market square. In one hand, he clutched a tattered briefcase. The other hand was clamped on top of his head, holding down his hat to keep it from flying off his head. And as the man rushed past, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak called to him. The man halted. Where are you racing to? The rabbi asked. The racing man was clearly annoyed. He didn't want to waste time talking to the rabbi. He answered, I am earning my living, running after my livelihood. Great opportunities are ahead. If I don't race after them, they will escape me. The rabbi asked, how do you know that these opportunities lie before you? Perhaps you are racing past them. Or even worse, perhaps the opportunities are behind you and you are running away from them. The man stared at the rabbi uncomprehendingly. Listen, my friend, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak said, I am not saying that you should not earn a living. I am only worried that in your obsession with earning, you are missing out on the living. In what ways are we running after the wrong goals? How are we not being fully present to our own lives? In the Garden of Eden, God asks Adam, where are you? God isn't asking Adam to state his location. Rather, God is asking Adam where he is in this particular moment. And with this first human being, Judaism sets up the centrality of our inner life. Adam is summoned to check in and understand where he is spiritually. Likewise, each of us is asked, where are you? And in order to answer this, we need to be present to the experience of being with ourselves and with others. We need to be present to the moment in which we find ourselves. Sometimes this can be awesome and wonderful, and at other times, it can be painful and uncomfortable. In this week's Torah portion, Moses needs to sit with a part of himself that he would prefer to ignore. We read, God told Moses to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. But Moses retorted, the Israelites would not listen to me. How then should Pharaoh heed me, a man of impeded speech? And then he says it again. We read, Moses appeals, once again, to God. See, I am of impeded speech. How then should Pharaoh heed me? In following God's call, Moses has to confront parts of himself that he clearly did not like. We all have parts of ourselves that we try to run away from or try to ignore. And in certain moments, it's much easier to follow distractions of an imagined future than to sit in the present and accept ourselves as we are. The Jewish answer to where are you is, hineni, here I am. I'm right here. I'm right in the zone where the compass of my heart is pointing. I am following my spiritual path. A Hasidic story. When Zusia was an old man, he said to his disciples, "After I die and I go to the heavenly courts to be judged, they will not say to me up there, 'Zusia, why weren't you Moses?' Instead, they will say to me, 'Zusia, it was fully in your power to have been Zusia. So why weren't you Zusia?'" Let this be the year of learning to be with ourselves. Let this be a time of self-acceptance and growth in which we bear witness to who we actually are. And from this place of self-acceptance, may we enter the new year feeling blessed. Shabbat Shalom.